The following episode may contain inappropriate material. Listener discretion is advised.
Hello, this is Brian E. Lau, creator of Staunch Ambition, and you are listening to the PBD Cast by John Orwater. Wait, Orlando? Yes, John Orlando.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another installment of the PVD Cast. I am your humble host and your podcast purveyor, John Orlando, and welcome to episode number 322. I hope all is well with you, and I'd like to thank you for checking out this episode of the PVD Cast. Before I talk a little bit about my guest, I'd just like to review a little bit my past weekend hanging out, working with NOW at the Arnold Sports Festival. It was really cool to be there after a couple of years of not having it. I want to thank all of the fans that stopped by and checked out some of the NOW action. It was great to be back behind the commentary table with Hot Commodity Matt Mason. Overall, it was an awesome weekend. Thank you very, very much, Arnold Sports Festival, for having NOW there. I'd like to thank, of course, Donnie, who runs NOW, for having me there as well. It was a great weekend. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm just going to throw it out there. I don't know where you're listening, but whether it's in Ohio, whether it's in Pennsylvania, whether it's in Michigan or Florida or California or Texas or Wyoming, even for that matter, support indie wrestling, because that's where the next generation of superstars are going to come from. So support your favorite indie wrestling promotion. All right, let's talk about my guest for episode 322. His name is Eric Watkins, and he is one of the individuals behind Broken Icon Comics. They have a new project out, and it's one that is, quite frankly, one of the most unique and interesting projects I've heard about in a long time. They're doing a comic called The Adventures of Al Snow and Head, featuring Chavo Guerrero Jr. That's right. WWE stars Al Snow and Chavo Guerrero Jr. are in a comic book produced by Eric and his company. And so we're going to talk all about how this came about what the summary is of the book, and all of the information about the Kickstarter. That's right. They have a Kickstarter going on to help fund the book. There's about 2 weeks left in the campaign. So I wanted to have Eric come on and talk about what an awesome project this is and give us all the ins and outs of it. And of course, check out the Facebook page and on Twitter and even on pvdcast.com. I will have links to go to the Kickstarter so you can check it out. And if you like what you see, plunk down some cash and help out Eric and the folks at Broken Icon Comics. Because as you know, from many other great creators coming on the PVDcast, you know, getting the funding to make your vision come true is one of the big obstacles, especially for independent creators. So again, check it out. If you like what you see, help out Eric and make this book a reality. So before I start talking to Eric, I need to do one other thing, and that is remind you that World's Greatest Comics is a great sponsor of the PVD Cast. They have everything you need for your comic book fandom. They have comics from every era, whether you're talking gold, silver, bronze, modern. They have graphic novels, toys, comic book supplies, various collectibles. They have hundreds upon hundreds of back issues. So if you're missing an issue of, say, Cloak and Dagger, or maybe Peter Porker, the Spectacular Spider-Ham, or Star Wars, I'm sure that Jeff and the fine folks over there have it in one of those boxes. So you need to check them out by stopping by the store, especially if you're in Central Ohio. 5974 Westerville Road in Westerville, Ohio is their street address. But if you want to check them out online because you're out of the Central Ohio area or whatnot, well, you can check out their website, WGComics.com, and they're even on Facebook. Just search for at WG Comics. So with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to throw it to a quick break, and on the other side of the break, you're going to hear my conversation with Eric Watkins of Broken Icon Comics. Ladies and gentlemen, this evening I am joined by Eric Watkins. Eric, how are you this evening?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Doing very well. Can't wait to talk about your new project. But before we get to that, I just want to mention that you are one of the talented individuals behind Broken Icon Comics. Let's just talk for a minute about Broken Icon Comics, or BIC as you abbreviate it. Broken Icon Comics was founded in 2009, and I guess the big question is, why did you decide to start this company?
Well, I went to a local shop. I didn't start reading comics until 2009. I was super late into the industry, and a friend of mine that was really big into it got me going to a local comic book shop, so I started a pull list and reading some stuff, and he had got free tickets to Baltimore Comic Con from when they did the retailer symposium there years ago. So the comic book shop, Asylum Comics in Marietta, Ohio, hooked me up with a couple tickets, and I went to Baltimore Comic Con. It was the first time I'd ever been to a convention. I walked around, and I got to talk with Robert Kirkman, Jason Aaron and Matt Fraction and a couple of those guys. And I've always just done things. If I've ever thought I wanted to do something, I'm the person who would just do it. So I came home and had, you know, always like made stories up to myself. I never really wrote stories though. And I just started writing, and a local group formed of writers and artists. And I went there, and it was actually my wife who had met my future business partner that we together founded Broken Icon Comics in 2009, James Maddox. And she said, hey, she goes, you've got to come over and talk to him. He wants to do what you want to do, which was super funny because I was actually ready to stop going to the group. I found that it wasn't what I wanted to do. It was a bunch of guys that were really trying to push themselves along to make web comics and stuff like that. And I knew that's not what I wanted to do. And James was there. He was another local creator, and he wanted to do what I wanted to do. So we got to talking, and the only reason why we even went to that meeting was because my wife was pregnant, and it was at a taco place, and my wife wanted tacos. So we drove 30 minutes to go to this meeting that I didn't want to go to because she wanted tacos. And I met James, my business partner, and it started this crazy journey into publishing. And you know, the company's taken many forms over the last, I think we're in year 13 now. And it's been awesome. It's been a really fun time, really great experience.
And you have a great slogan too. No rules, no apologies. How did you come up with that slogan?
Everything kind of just came off the cusp. You know, the idea was that we wanted to tell stories and do things that at the time nobody else was doing. And I think that's something that in independent comics, even today, that you get stories from the independents that the big companies just won't do. I mean, I can remember sitting in production meetings where James, myself, and various other talent that had came and gone and been around, and we were just sitting there, and we were like, hey, we've got the zombie book. We want to make this mom eating her baby's face. And we're like, all right, cool, let's do it. It just became an idea of if that's what you wanted, if the creator – if the person doing it, if the team doing it, if it was something that they felt that it needed to be there, then we gave them the power to do that so that you could tell the story that you want to tell. It's not neutered by any means. You can just tell your story however you see fit. And it's served us very well. And it's actually fantastic even now with the evolution of what we've done. From where we were to where we are now, we still have the same thing. We'll sit down, have production meetings, and if we're questioning whether something should be in a book or not, we go back to the motto, no rules, no apologies, you know, because it comes down to, well, What are fans going to say? What are people going to say? Is this over the top? Is it too much? And I don't think we've ever really skirted any bad lines. I think that everything that we've done has always been super tasteful and super funny. But, you know, sometimes we get a little loose with the language. Sometimes we get a little loose with what's happening in the backgrounds. You know, we're tasteful with it. But at the same time, you know, if you just have to have a mom eat a baby's face, you know, let the mom eat the baby's face.
Well, let's talk about the new project that you have in the works. The Adventures of Al Snow and Head, featuring Chavo Guerrero Jr. I have so many questions, but let's start off with real quick. Can you maybe give a brief summary of the project without spoiling anything?
Yeah, so it is a wacky Western that deals with this super eccentric individual, Al Snow. All of these stories that are under any of the umbrella with Al, they take place inside his head. So everything is on the table. And since Al Snow is crazy, that's how the book is portrayed. That's how all of these interactions. So this is a classic Western. It's about two rough and tough cowboys who ride into judgment to save the town. And what follows is just beautiful chaos that can only happen in an Al Snow comic book.
You know, I noticed that a lot of your titles are in the genre of Westerns. Is it fair to say that that's maybe your favorite genre to dabble in?
No, complete accident.
Really?
We actually have had this conversation within the company that it's kind of whatever we time. So as we were going through and doing projects or writing, it just became what we were into. And I don't, you know, even thinking back, I don't know if it's what I was watching at the time or whatever, but it seems that we go through spurts. So when we first started, it was very, very horror-based. Everything we did was horror-based. Then we kind of started to slide into a little bit more thought-provoking stuff, the Nightmare Unknown series, the Dead series. And then from there, we kind of went into Westerns, and it's super funny because the next wave is there's a lot of these really cool Al projects that we have in the works, and we're going back to the horror route, so there's a lot of new horror books coming out, but there's a lot of war books coming out too. There's a lot of stuff that dabs into some different aspects of world history that's it just naturally kind of happened. But yeah, the Western theme was a complete and utter accident. My actual favorite genre is zombies, but I don't write zombies because after Walking Dead dropped, the first book BIC ever put out, by the way, was a zombie book. But after The Walking Dead hit big, I feel like the market just kind of got super saturated with it. So we kind of stayed away from certain stuff. More Westerns, trying to be a little bit different. But yeah, complete accident. I do love Westerns, obviously. I mean, I've wrote a couple, but yeah, complete and utter accident that we were doing this. The Chavo book originally wasn't even supposed to be a Western. We had about four or five other story ideas on the table and then just decided to go with the Western. And it turned out to be a really great idea, but yeah, complete accident. It's crazy.
So how did this project come together? So how does Eric Watkins run into Al Snow and pitch an idea of doing a comic? How did this all come together?
So I used to do some independent wrestling promotion in Huntington, West Virginia. I also owned, with my business partner, James Maddox, the comic show down there, which at the time was called Tricon. It's now called Huntington Comic and Toy Convention. It's in June. Everybody should check it out. It's a really great show. We did that show and I promoted wrestling down there, and I was always a huge Al Snow fan. He was from Louisville. I got a hold of his book, a booking rep that he went through, got him booked for a wrestling show. And when he showed up, he was wearing a Red Sun Superman shirt, and I owned a comic publisher and a Comic-Con. So it just carried conversation. And I invited them to come to the comic show, and he was out. He was in Dubai wrestling, but his wife, Jessica, who I absolutely love, her and her son and some of his friends came, and they just came to the show, walked around, had a good time. And years later, I was sitting there and I was like, man, I would love to do a project with a professional wrestler. There are a couple companies that started doing some other wrestling books. I had slight connections from doing wrestling. So I thought, you know, I'm going to reach out. And I was absolutely stunned. You know, I spent a week doing this really professional pitch idea and what I wanted to do and went through all this stuff. And I was trying to be super professional because, you know, Al not only has been a professional wrestler for 40 years, but, you know, he runs OVW. He has the Collar and Elbow line, which is the Air Jordan of wrestling. And he has all this other really cool stuff going on. So I wanted to, like, kind of wow him with the presentation to realize that not only is he super savvy, but he is legit one of the coolest human beings on this planet. And was just like, yeah, let's do this. And I created the first book, which was called The Ballad of Al Snow and Head. I created that project and was like, what do you think? And he absolutely loved it. So we put it out last year. We did a soft release, did a couple shows with it. And, you know, I became really good friends with Al and his wife. And we just got to talking. And one day at a show, he was like, we were at a convention together. And he's like, man, what else do we do? I was actually going to talk to you about doing some books with some other people, you know, and he's like, done. So we started reaching out and we put together the short list, and Chavo Guerrero Jr. was at the very, very top of that short list. He just made the most sense. Al loves Chavo. They have a great relationship with each other. And Chavo, again, is just an incredibly awesome human being. So, you know, he kind of nudged that together. And, you know, I started talking to Chavo, and Chavo called me on the phone and was all about it. He thought it was a fun idea. And, you know, Al told him, let's go with this. So we've been rolling with this for a while. You know, we finally decided to release it. You know, we were kind of waiting for the world to get a little less crazy. And then we just realized the world was just never going to get a little less crazy. So we got it prepped up and ready to go. And here we are with, you know, The Adventures of Al Snow and Head featuring Chavo.
Does that book have any type of tie-in to The Ballad of Al Snow and Head, or were they just two separate projects?
Nope. So The Ballad of Al Snow and Head is what we consider to be the pilot program. That's the pilot book. That is just Al. Those are 40-page double shot books of, you know, just crazy and wacky adventures. In the first one, he thinks that he's a detective in post-apocalyptic Louisville. So he's saving people from crimes that don't exist and helping people that don't want him to be there. So when we did the adventures is actually a completely different line. And this will have a ton of professional wrestlers, both old school names you know and love, as well as a couple up and coming talents. Al is very much a wrestling aficionado, and he wants to make sure he gives back to the industry. So, you know, this is all about legacy, and it's all about doing something cool and unique. So not only is it a bunch of these great legends that you know from TV, but there's some really, really great independent talent that's up and coming that I think people are going to really, really dig in these books.
Well, let's talk about the Kickstarter that is running right now. To help fund things. So when does the Kickstarter end, first of all?
So we have 15 days to go. So we are at this one, it stops. We do a quick 21-day, kind of like a really awesome pre-sale, give some really cool exclusive covers. So we got about 15 days left of these books. This is the only place that you can buy these covers minus the standard cover.
What are some other perks or levels or whatnot that are available for folks that are going to donate to the campaign?
Awesome. Well, you know, we have PDFs. If you're just into PDFs, you can get PDFs. We also offer three different covers done by Michael Main, who is the series artist and the cover artist. Michael is an incredible artist from Ohio as well. The retro variant is our old pro wrestling magazine throwback. That's done by Rob Duma, who is an exceptional artist out of New York. Rob is one of the original BSE creators from back when we first founded, and he's still with us. And then the Kickstarter exclusive is done by Tommy Patterson, who did Game of Thrones and Farscape. And that's really cool because that pledge comes with Chavo Guerrero's autograph already on the book, so it's a super fun one. You can also get some really cool metal prints We have autographs. You can add autographs from Al and Chavo. And I like to say at a really, really great deal. If you were to meet them outside of this, you're going to pay far more, double and almost triple in some instances on these autographs. So you've got some add-ons with autographs. You can even get a video shout out from Al, you know, where we'll get some basic stuff from you and, you know, let him talk to you or about whatever you want, you know. And then we have some original art that you can grab as well. A lot of really cool add-ons, some exclusive covers, some never before released covers. You know, one of the things that I like to highlight is we have the Ballad of Al Snow. You can buy issue one in the add-on shop, and you can also buy the add-on of the Wizard of Oz variant. This book was super limited run, and I think we only put five up. This was done for Rochester, New York, Flower City Comic Con, and we only get a couple comp copies, so there's some really cool copies of that up. So there's a bunch of different stuff. You know, we keep our campaign super centered around the books, you know, and then we get a little crazy with our stretch goals. We have a lot of really cool stuff once we hit the goal that we'll release the stretch goals as well.
So where can folks find out about the Kickstarter and get all the details? Would you have a website real quick or some social media?
Well, you can check out brokeniconcomics.com. It's a super easy way. We're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all at Broken Icon Comics. You can also check The Adventures of Al Snow and Head on Kickstarter. We have links up in our bios on Instagram as well as on every post on Facebook and Twitter. You can jump in just by searching it in the Discovery tab of Kickstarter as well.
All right, cool. Let's talk about a few other things, Eric, if you don't mind. I want to talk about a couple of the other projects that I thought were really, really cool in your catalog, and also talk a little bit about yourself. Like, obviously, you're a wrestling fan. Who are some of your favorites?
So my favorites all time. I always tell everybody there's the Mount Rushmore, and you know, in wrestling, you do it by who draws or who is the best in ring. My Mount Rushmore is just a totally arbitrary. This is my four favorite. I loved watching Al Snow. It's not even a hesitation, no joke. Al Snow was my favorite wrestler that I ever watched. Al Snow left an impact. I can remember specific dates of matches and, you know, when he won certain titles. I love Al Snow. So Al Snow is my number one. I loved the New Age Outlaws. I love the Road Dogg, Jesse James, and Billy Gunn. Absolutely adored him. Like everybody who watched wrestling in the late 90s, I love Stone Cold Steve Austin. And I loved Mick Foley. Those were the five. My Mount Rushmore, you can't put one of the New Age Outlaws up on it without the other one. So those are my five.
Absolutely.
And they're all the Attitude Era guys. That's when I came in. It was super, super influential to me at the time. So those were the guys that I absolutely loved was Al, the New Age Outlaws, Stone Cold Steve Austin, and Mick Foley.
How about when it comes to comics? Who are some of your characters? Who are some of your favorite creators that you have a certain soft spot for?
I love Corey Smith, who has done a lot of Ninja Turtles, Magnus. He's done a bunch of cool stuff like that. I love Tommy Patterson. Farscape is one of my favorite TV shows of all time. I adored the comic. So I'm a big fan of Tommy Patterson. I love Mark Kidwell, who did 68. I was a huge fan of 68. I thought that stuff was super great. And then one of my really good friends, his name's Dashawn Austin. He was a political prisoner in China and is an artist that lives in Canada now. And he's done some really awesome Star Wars stuff. Title-wise, The Ultimates got me into comics. That was the book that I read that I was hooked on, was The Ultimates and Planet Hulk. Greg Pak will go down forever on my Mount Rushmore. I absolutely love Planet Hulk. I think Planet Hulk is the greatest story told. But The Ultimates and Planet Hulk, that got me into it. That was what started me even wanting to go to the comic book shop was The Ultimates and Planet Hulk.
I'm going to interrupt my conversation with Eric for just one moment to talk to you about World's Greatest Comics. As I say all the time, they are your one-stop shop for all of your comic book related needs. They've got single issues, graphic novels, toys, collectibles, collections, hundreds upon hundreds of back issues, comic book supplies, a friendly staff, a great pool system. They have it all. So if you're in the Central Ohio area, you should stop on over to the store. They're located at 5974 Westerville Road in Westerville, Ohio. Or if you want to check them out online for whatever reason, they have a great website. It's wgcomics.com, and they're even on Facebook. Search for at WG Comics. Well, let's talk a little bit about some of the great talent that is working with BIC. I mean, you mentioned James as your business partner, but who are some of the other creators and collaborators that have worked with you?
I cannot start this off without Nick Wentland. Nick Wentland is a key piece to BIC. Not only is he one of the best colorists around, in my opinion, he's worked on a lot of really cool stuff, Ninja Turtles, G.I. Joe, Army of Darkness. He's done some stuff with Image in Spread with Justin Jordan and Kyle Stram. So I love Nick. Columbus shout out to Todd Beistel. Todd Beistel, I loved Todd's work when I first started doing comics, and Todd was doing independent stuff. And I can remember seeing Todd at multiple occasions. And like, hey, man, if you ever want to do something, hit me up, hit me up. And then when him and his writing partner kind of decided to take a break, I had heard through the grapevine, and I messaged him immediately and was like, I hear you're a free agent. I was like, what's up? Do you want to come over? And Todd's been with us forever. Todd did the horror show, which is the number one selling book that we've had for 6 years in a row. It is a stellar series. No, not 6 years, 8 years. I'm behind. The last 2 years, I imagine they didn't happen. So 8 years, it has been the number one selling book. We're actually getting ready to release a really cool deluxe edition of it this year. So Todd Beistel, I have to give Todd all the love in the world. I'm going to keep it in Ohio with Landon Franklin. Landon and Brandon Franklin are a couple brothers from Ohio. They, Wayward Cross Studios, absolutely incredible artist. He's worked on Nightmare Unknown for us. He's worked on a couple past projects. He's going to come on to do some Al Snow stuff here in the future. And he's worked on another book coming out this year called Stay With Us. But Landon Franklin is an absolute machine. Absolutely love him. And Angel Bernay, I'm going to give and I'm butchering his last name. So Angel, when you hear this, please don't yell at me. Angel works with us now. I've never seen work ethic like Angel. Angel is one of the most dependable, incredible people I've ever met. The stuff that he's gone through in life in general, and you know, the sheer passion that he brings to drawing and making comic books is incredible. And I will say the cliche, it's second to none. So Angel, I absolutely love him. He's a great dude.
Well, let's talk about a couple of the other projects that you mentioned, because there's one that I'm very interested in. You have kind of a team up with Grindstone Toys.
Yes.
For a project called Call Sign Longbow. Can you fill in myself and the listeners a little bit about this project?
Yeah, shout out to Troy and John with Longbow. So they are toy designers, and they've created a new series called Call Sign Longbow, which you can check out on Facebook. And they are getting ready to launch their new toy line of 3 3/4 inch old school G.I. Joe figures. They're beautiful. I've got to see all the 3D models for a lot of them. I've got to see a lot of the scans when we're doing the book. And we are working on a free comic that they're going to do in promotion for their toy line. So we're bringing together their entire line. They worked closely with Nick Wentland. Nick wrote the story for them. Not only is he color, but Nick is a fantastic writer. And when we first started talking about doing this Call Sign Longbow, which is, you know, this Cold War U.S. versus Russia thing, Nick was going to fight anybody who tried to write that book, or at least didn't let him get a pitch in. So they worked on that book, did a great job. Angel's drawing it. It's going to be colored by Nick as well, so that's going to be fantastic. And it is lettered by the incredible Justin Birch, who is a Ringo-nominated letterer and has been with us for close to a decade now, lettering books for us. And it's really fun. You know, it kind of gives you an introduction to Call Sign Longbow. It gives you an introduction to the world. It gets you an introduction to the characters that you're going to see in this initial toy line. So the project is slated to be done this month. I don't know a release date because we have to work with the guys over, Troy and John over at Grindstone Toys for the release date, but you will see it before the Kickstarter. So you'll get to learn about these characters and see them in action before you decide to buy some of these awesome toys.
Is Grindstone an Ohio company?
No, I think they're based in Colorado.
Okay.
I think they're based in Colorado. But yeah, I had met Troy through Roma Collectibles. I'm going to give a shout out to Roma Collectibles out in Springfield, Ohio. He's a toy vendor at a show, came to our show a bunch. We became friends with him. Aaron Dietrich is a cool dude. He's a super nice guy, super trustworthy guy, and he just wants to see people do well. So they hooked us up with his friends, kind of gave us a good prop. We talked to Troy a little bit, and this kind of came together where they were like, yeah, man, we want to release a comic book with these characters. And it's, just a world that speaks to us. I love the idea of doing some classic Joe, but maybe a little bit more gritty and a little bit more risk-taking than the old school Joe, and then throwing in Cold War Soviet threat. I mean, like, it's a really cool world they've built. You can tell that they have passion for it, and just the sheer amount of reference and the sheer amount, the Bible, as we like to call it, their branding Bible of everything, is probably the most beautiful thing I've ever seen of well put together, just incredible amounts of information for this world.
So definitely check out Call Sign Longbow on Facebook. I saw it there. You reposted a few things. So yeah, if you're interested, folks, check them out through the Facebook page of Broken Icon Comics. And I'm sure you said that they have their own Facebook page as well, correct?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, they have their Facebook page. If you go and look at some of our stuff, you can definitely link straight over to it. But they have some really cool stuff going on. They put a lot of sneak peeks of their scans and stuff up, so you can see some really, really cool stuff. Just by checking them out, and they are going to launch theirs toy line. Their initial orders for toy line is going to be through Kickstarter as well. So, keep an eye out for when they decide to launch that and get these just really awesome 3¾-inch figures. I mean, they're really slick figures.
Well, Eric, I'm going to ask about one final project, and ladies and gentlemen, I'm not really doing justice to the catalog for BIC. You definitely need to check it out through their website, brokeniconcomics.com. They have a huge, huge catalog of all types of genres. But the one that made me kind of turn my head up and go, huh? Poggers and Rhombus. Can we talk about this?
Yes, let's talk about this. So Poggers and Rhombus is a new web series. We just started it up. We kind of were test running the first five. I've got the next section that's supposed to start going up next week. So Poggers and Rhombus is about Poggers and Rhombus. So Poggers and Rhombus are real people. Poggers is a friend of ours from Arizona, and Rhombus is one of my best buddies, Tom. And it is a wacky way to tell stories from our group of friends. So what I like to tell everybody is everything in there is true. It is just exaggerated a little bit. But every story that you see, for the most part, is true. And the whole idea is it's just these two buddies that live together, and it's just quirky stuff that they get into. Rhombus is this younger, super intelligent, very charismatic character, and Rhombus is this older, just more set in his ways. Like, if the house was on fire, he would just shrug and slowly get up and saunter out. It's meant to be goofy, it's meant to be fun, it's not meant to be taken serious at all. But all of the stories that we put up, and I think we've dropped five of them so far. We've got five more for this first season to go up. And then during the summertime, season two will come up, and there will be another 10 of those. And they are just massively over-exaggerated stories, but I cannot stress enough that the punchlines that are in there are 100% true. Every one of these interactions has happened through countless hours of playing video games online together or just talking to each other. Poggers lives out in Arizona, and he'll play D&D with us, so we'll literally put him on a Google Meet or a Skype session and he'll play D&D with us. We play Star Wars D&D, so he'll play with us from out in Arizona. And the antics are real, and it's super fun. It's over the top. It's so goofy. It's exclusively on Global Comics. Give a shout out to Global. They have one of the coolest interactive readers. I know it's been down because they were fixing some stuff, but once that reader's back up, they have one of the coolest interactive readers I've ever seen. But you can read it for free, 100% free. Mondays is when new episodes go up. So like I said, next week, those actually start back up. So the mid-season finale, we took a little bit of a break, and we're back starting Monday, March the 14th with the second half of season one. And you can just check out some really goofy comic strips about two really legitimately goofy guys who I love very much. They're very fun people, and they're just two super unique personalities.
All right. Well, Eric, let's talk about, I know we've already hyped it, but let's do it one more time. Let's hype up social media, website. Let's talk about the Kickstarter one more time when they can find it, and so that everybody's in the know and they can't say that we didn't hype it enough. Go ahead. Hit us up with all that info.
So Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, you can check us out at Broken Icon Comic. We do not put an S on it, so it's just Broken Icon Comic. We keep links up for everything. There's links. Our website is brokeniconcomics.com. You can also get links to Poggers and Rhombus, Global Comics, and the Kickstarter, all from our website as well. You can follow Al Snow and Chavo Guerrero on social media, all under Chavo Guerrero and Al Snow. And yeah, the Kickstarter, we've got, you know, 15 days left on it. This is an opportunity to get some really cool stuff. It will fund. It will go through, and we will run through stretch goals. The last, when we did ballot, I think we had 8 stretch goals that we went through. So, you know, check it out. It's super fun. There's a little bit of something for everybody, and there's something in every budget line, whether you can only spend $5 or you can spend $200. There's something for everybody in between. And I think that you'll really enjoy the books. If you've not checked out The Ballad of Al Snow and Head, you can buy it from our website. You can also check it out and read it digitally at Global Comics if you just want to check it out digitally. And by all means, you know, check the project out, share it, like it, grab some of these cool covers, grab some cool autographs, and, you know, just help us keep doing more. You know, we've got another one planned after this one. We've got another adventure story, and we're excited about putting these out and bringing some different kind of stories to the comic market. And I think that's what everybody's looking for, is everybody's looking for some new stuff. And if you want something that just makes you feel good and laugh, this is the kind of book for you. It's deadpan. It's not something to be taken serious. It's supposed to be something that you just read and you just absolutely enjoy. And that's what we're aiming to do with these series. They're lighthearted and they're fun. So check them out on Kickstarter. Just check The Adventures of Al Snow and Head on the Discovery Bar, or go to our website or social media for links.
Eric, thank you very much, man, for taking time out of your very busy schedule to sit down and chat with me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it. You know, exciting times, man. And I thank you very much for having me on.
Absolutely. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to throw it to a quick break. And on the other side of the break, I'll be back to wrap up the episode. Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. My conversation with Eric Watkins from Broken Icon Comics, talking about the new project, The Adventures of Al Snow and Head, featuring Chavo Guerrero Jr. You really need to check out the Kickstarter, and if you're interested in it, you like what you see, plunk down some cash, get a copy of the book, get some cool perks as well. It definitely would be worth it, especially if you're like me. You're not only a comic book geek, but you're also a wrestling nerd. It's like the best of both worlds combined. And I really do appreciate Eric taking some time out of his busy schedule to sit down and chat with me. And about now is when I tell you how you can get in touch with me if you have a comment about this episode or any episode for that matter. Well, you could shoot me an email if you want to be old school. JohnOrlando@pvdcast.com is my email address. You can find me on Twitter. My personal Twitter handle is @PVDMVP. You can even leave me a message over on the Facebook and Instagram feeds. Just search for @PVDcast. And maybe you want to let some folks know about where they can get this great podcast. Well, there's a bunch of different avenues for that. The PVD Cast is available through all those major podcasting apps. All you have to do is search for PVD Cast. Sometimes you have to put my name after it. I don't know why. Technology hates me. But anyways, and you should be able to find it. But if you're having problems, I can give you another easy way to find this great podcast. Just go over to pvdcast.com. It's the online home of yours truly, where all of the episodes are posted. And if you check out any episode, I need you to do me a huge favor. Please rate and review. Rating and reviewing helps me out in the algorithm, and it's very important to those podcasting apps and podcasting platforms. So if you like what you hear, please give me a great rating. You can just say awesome podcast or awesome or excellent. You don't have to type a novel. One word will do it all. But please, please, I cannot hype it enough. Rate, review, and of course, subscribe too, so you never miss an episode of the PVD Cast. Well, I already mentioned the Facebook page for this podcast. And you know what? You might want to make a little note that each Monday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I do a Facebook broadcast through that page, and it's a whole lot of fun. I hang out, and if anybody has any questions or comments, they can kind of interact with me. I enjoy doing it every Monday night, and so check it out, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Just go over to @PVDcast on Facebook and enjoy. All right, with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to get on out of here. I want to thank you one more time for checking out the episode, and I will chat at each and every one of you later. Stay righteous, stay independent, and stay safe and healthy. Presentation of John Orlando Enterprises, LLC. Copyright 2022.